time now for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Just a cursory view of our culture is all it takes to show that we really are in a sea of chaos. Now, the only answer can be found in the solid, strong word of truth, the Word of God. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, our pastor here at United Reformed Church in Linden. Let's head now to the Word of God that we might find comfort and strength and solace in time of need. Once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, in Luke chapter 13, Jesus made a very striking statement, one of the more striking statements I think found of all of Jesus' statements. He said, "I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." He had said this to the multitude standing before them. He had said this to his own disciples. This was a universal truth about all mankind that they must repent and believe in Jesus in order to be saved. Now, what is repentance? Well, repentance is two things. What is involved in genuine repentance is the dying away of the old self and the coming to life of the new. And in the dying away of the old self, it is to be genuinely sorry for your sin. It is to hate it more and more and more, and it is to run away from it. Oftentimes, people will say they're sorry for their sin, but they never want to change their ways. They never want to turn the other way. And so repentance, properly understood, is a U-turn. It is going one way, stopping, and going back the other. And what is the second part to repentance, this coming to life of the new? It is with wholehearted joy in God through Christ. It is a delight to do every kind of good that God wants us to do. This is what Jesus is drawing out of people who refuse to see it. Remember the context. Jesus had pressed the multitudes about time. He had impressed multitudes about the brevity of time and that we don't have any time to waste. And when we hear this call to repent and we must believe in Jesus Christ in true faith. And remember, he gave this explanation of people when they see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately they say, "Oh, a shower's coming." And so it is. And Jesus says, "You hypocrites. You can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. How is it that you do not discern the time?" And then, of course, he spoke of making right what is wrong between you and the Lord. And that is only in him. Jesus was standing there as the only way, the truth, and the life that sinners may come and be restored to a right relationship with the Father. Now, Jesus gives this entire command to repent in Luke chapter 13 to a people who were looking at the natural disasters of others in this world and asking, "Oh, Jesus, they must be pretty bad people." And Jesus says, in looking at all these natural disasters, and we can look on the news and see all these terrible things that happen to people, and the message is very clear. Do you think they're worse sinners than you? And the message is, we don't deserve anything of God's mercy. We don't deserve one day after Adam plunged us all into evil to be living and enjoy all these things that God gives to us. We don't deserve any of this. And Jesus' whole point is, if you do not repent, you, just like what is pictured in all the natural disasters of this world, will perish forever. And what Jesus said, a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. His language. Now, it's very serious then when we look at this command to repent. It's translated, "You in this same way will perish." Remember, Pilate had mingled the blood of those who came to worship the Lord with the blood of animal sacrifices. And this Tower of Siloam had fallen and killed a whole bunch of people. And Jesus is saying, look, in the same way, look at those events. In the same way, you will perish. Though our days may be prolonged, it is the inevitable outcome of those who are outside of Jesus. The judgment of hell is right around the corner. The signs of the time tell us that. If we don't settle matters now, so to speak, outside of court, while you can still breathe and move, when you're locked up, it will be too late. If you don't look to Christ, then what will be your end? It will be your blood mingled in judgment, Luke 13:1. And there thousands upon thousands stood in front of Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, who had not yet been washed from their sins. Thomas Manton was right whenever he said, whoever delays his repentance does in effect pawn his own soul with the devil. Why? Because we don't know when our time will expire. Remember the statement I read to you the other day, you cannot repent too soon because you do not know how soon it may be too late. Now, Jesus further accentuates this by bringing up this other incident. On those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. This time, Christ takes it right into Jerusalem, the holy city. There was a tower that had formed part of the city wall that had collapsed and killed 18. And Jesus uses all of this to say that if destruction can overtake one in a worship service of all places, sacrificing to God in his temple, if it can occur in a tower in a holy city where you would think men would be safe, then don't put off repentance. Oh, but you say, I've done so much wrong. I'm caught in a web of my sin. I can't get out. I've done too many bad things. Jesus gives you the way here, my friends. Come to him. He is the way. He can break the bondage. But oh, what of those living in Jerusalem? What of those in the house? What of those in the holy city? Do you think that living in Jerusalem, that you don't need it? That you don't need it just as much as those who died in the tower collapse? How many put off repentance? How many never go before their Lord in sorrow with a broken heart, confessing specifically their sins and turning from them and going in a different way? They say, give me time. Jesus says, you don't have time. Don't push me. Jesus is pushing you. There's a tendency in us just to be like this group who came to the Lord. We live in Jerusalem. We are already in the church. I ask you today, my friends, have you cast off the vanities of this life? Are you living in a pattern of darkness? Have you yet fallen before him and repented? Ask yourself during this last week, was your life characterized as a repentant sinner? Oh yes, the dangers of neglecting this duty are great. Did you ever fall before him this day, before coming into his house, before approaching and doing all the labors of your hands, before such a holy God, confessing and repenting of your sins? Repentance is something that must be characteristic of our lives. It's not a one-time shot. Jesus was serious when he says, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. It's something part and parcel of what it means to be a Christian. And look at what Jesus sets before us today. How great is our condescending God in his multitude of his mercies to set before you this day foretaste of the wrath to come if you do not repent. In the same way, says Jesus, these things will happen to you if you do not repent. And so whenever we look at the horrible atrocities of this world, those things are all little glimpses of what will happen eternally for those who don't repent. This is Jesus's message, and I have to give it, friends. Foretaste of his hottest wrath that will be poured out upon all of those who have not believed in him. And in a real sense, we have to say that all the calamities and disasters are calls for everyone to repent. It screams the fact that we live under the curse. I mean, that's when my tears flow down the face when I see disasters and I don't understand it. Even when it happens to young children and old alike, I don't understand it all. But what it tells me is that we all live under the curse of sin. Destruction and misery are our ways. It has little relevance now, however, for those who have already died. But these things are ever before the living. If you are living and breathing today, driving down the road in your car, that means the Lord has spared you this day. And just because those disasters haven't come upon us means God is more forbearing with you. God is showing the riches of his kindness to you. Do not despise that forbearance. Do not despise that long suffering. If you study the weather, then study the fact that you need Christ to save you from your sins. People always talk about the weather. Interesting. Do you talk about your need for Christ? The dangers of neglecting this are too costly. As one pastor said, by a delay of repentance, sin strengthens and the heart hardens. The longer ice freezes, the harder it is to be broken. Now, we don't have confessionals. You don't need to come to your pastor with your every sin. The Lord says you come to Him. You don't have to go to a pope or a priest. Go to Him directly. You have that access. That is the beautiful thing about the day of salvation. He hears you when you call out to Him. Jesus' arms are open when you fall before Him. He knows your hearts. And the first thing we do, the tendency is, in looking at this passage, is to look upon the sins of others. But today, look not to the failings of others, but look to the remedy that you need. The sin that continually holds you. What sin continually springs up in you that you simply will not look to Him for deliverance because you enjoy it so much? There can be no other way than the way of repentance and faith in Christ. And as a matter of fact, these are the fruits of repentance, are evidence of the fact that you have been justified. It's evidence of the fact that you have already stood before the court of the Lord when this life of repentance flows from that already declared status, justified. And when you believe in Jesus, in true faith, you are justified now to bring forth and bear this life of fruits worthy of this great salvation. Where do you stand today? 1 Corinthians 7 verse 10 says, "For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation." Is that you? If God's today be too soon for your repentance, then tomorrow may be too late for His acceptance. So what is repentance, my friends? Repentance is stopping what you're doing and going the other way. It's a change of mind accompanied by a sincere hatred for continuing in a path that offends a so holy God. There must be hatred and sorrow for that sin to overcome it. If you love it, you will not let it go. Only godly sorrow for sin will lead one to turn from it. And this must come from the sovereign grace of God through Christ alone. And so that is the question that we're left with today. Have you felt the weight of these things? Maybe today you haven't, and you need to fall before Him and ask Him to show you your heart and see how depraved it is and how much you need this Jesus. Or maybe you're beating your chest and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Well, for those latter, He says, "Come to me, I will receive you. He who comes to me, I will by no means cast out," says Jesus. It's a wonderful gospel indeed. Oh, do you feel the weight of living this in this world? Well, then flee to your Christ and know what it means to live in the joy of this comfort and to know that all of your sins are washed by and through His blood.
Well, we need to close out our broadcast here, but we do look forward to joining you next time we get together as we continue our look at God's Word, that we might grow in Christ and be mutually encouraged. This has been Abounding Grace, the ministry extension of United Reformed Church of Linden, with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Copies of what you hear on Abounding Grace are available. You need only call or write to us for the details. Our phone number, 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. And as you contact us, remember, we're available on this radio station in part through your partnership with us. As you link arms with us financially and prayerfully, we're able to continue the ministry here on this radio station, encouraging you and others in Christ. Would you prayerfully consider how you might partner with us? We thank you in advance. If you'd like to know more about United Reformed Church of Linden, Abounding Grace, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities here at the church, stop by our website, lindenurc.com. Again, lindenurc.com. If you're joining us for worship, we meet at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Sundays at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. Directions are available at lindenurc.com or by calling 360-318-0429. We do thank you for joining us and trust we'll see you again next time we get together for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.